It's the 22nd of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The former Debenhams department store in Bedford's town centre has a potential new buyer. As the preferred bidder, Bedford Borough Council has plans to buy the building, which has a £3 million purchase price, in an attempt to breathe new life into the high street. Although the iconic store closed in the spring of 2021, the property was only listed last month. Bedford Borough Mayor Tom Wootton remarked, "Taking this bold step, we can develop a more exciting town centre offer for residents and visitors alike. The acquisition will play into a larger plan outlined for Mays Yard, which includes the entire block that will provide retail, restaurant, leisure and residential spaces in the area." Luton Town Football Club captain Tom Lockyer has been released from hospital after suffering a cardiac arrest in a game against AFC Bournemouth last Saturday. Mr. Lockyer had an implantable cardioverter defibrillator installed to normalise his heart rhythm as a prevention measure against future incidents. The deadline has passed for Hannah Ingram Moore to submit legal paperwork that would prevent the controversial structure on their Master Mortain property from being torn down. Altered plans for the Captain Sir Tom Moore building, which would now include a kitchen, a spa pool and toilet for private use, were rejected by the council. An appeal by the Ingram Moores was unsuccessful. The complex must now be demolished by the first week in February. Captain Moore raised over £30 million for the NHS during lockdown. And seeing as this is our last broadcast for 2023, the team at Bedford News in 100 seconds would like to thank all of our listeners. The podcast will return on Tuesday, the 2nd of January 2024, with a slightly altered format, so stay tuned. Until then, we'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.